Welcome back to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Edith, this is my dad, Noah, and every week for 6 calendar years now, we've been sitting on my bed and having a conversation about whatever we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to talk about our goals slash hopes for 2026.
So we started in April of our first recording, was April of 2020, and now we're in January of 2026. Started when you were 5, now you're 11. 6th calendar year is nuts. And when we started this thing, I remember saying to you, you're 5 years old, hey, maybe you don't want to do it, we'll stop doing it. I'm glad we're still doing it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm glad we're still doing it. And we asked a lot of questions about it over the holidays when we saw grandparents, friends, and said, well, like, how do you, more so like about the process. I said, well, you know, we just discuss things. There's always something to talk about. And not every conversation is going to be some
like crazy,
earth-shattering, groundbreaking conversation. But I just enjoy sitting here with you, having uninterrupted time to talk about things that we think are interesting, that we think an audience would be interested in also. All right, so what are you hoping for in 2026?
I'm hoping for is a great end of 6th grade and great start of 7th grade, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. What does a great end of 6th grade look like to you in your head?
Doing well in my classes, having fun with my friends, stuff like that.
Are there certain things at school that you have at the end of 6th grade that you look forward to that maybe you didn't have in 5th grade?
Huh.
Or maybe that you did have in 5th grade? I don't know. Sure.
I think we have another field trip. I'm not sure where.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we have one to, I forget. We have one to some. We definitely have one more.
One trip somewhere in New York City.
Yeah.
Narrows it down.
I know, right? So, that'll be exciting.
Science fair?
Science fairs, depends. It could be exciting, could not be.
True.
Could be an enjoyable process.
True.
Maybe not. But, yeah, just stuff like that. What other stuff do we have? Maybe some other fun projects that'll just.
And school always does a good job of, like, having some, like, fun, like, bringing in lunch from somewhere, maybe.
Oh, that was fun.
Or they have little things, like Spirit Day. They have things in school.
Last year, what was it that we got? We got Shake Shack.
Yeah.
That was good. That was really good.
Yeah, that's really cool. And your.
I recommend that for this year.
And your end of 6th grade is so different. Like, if I was thinking about my end of 6th grade, I was thinking about, well, all right, well, the Phillies were just in the World Series, 1993, now we're heading into 1994, and then there ended up being a strike, and 94 was the O.J. trial, the O.J. chase first, Knicks-Rockets in the NBA Finals, and it was the end of elementary school for me before I went into junior high with 500 kids rather than just my class of in elementary school, probably I think are about 60 or 70 kids maybe. And so I was thinking, oh my God, what is junior high going to be like? I knew kids from other schools because there were 7 in the district, and I knew kids from other schools and close friends at other schools, but I remember being really nervous already thinking about 7th grade. How am I going to get to all these classes on time?
And
how am I
going to handle all that work? All 7 schools combined?
All 7, yeah. What? So then it leads into about 500 kids in your class. And then junior high was 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. And I'd heard some stories already. So
you had like 70 kids per grade, pretty roughly.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, about that. And different schools were known for different things. Like some schools, athletes, or some schools were really, like, some of the kids were really tough. Some of the kids were really smart. So I just had really just no idea what to think. So there was a lot going on in my head then.
Yeah.
Going into 7th grade, end of 6th grade. What else on your mind?
I'm really looking forward to vacations.
Yeah, vacations are always fun to look forward to.
Vacations, but also, like, / school breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Just chilling at home.
Right. I mean, maybe it's a staycation or where you get to do different things in New York that you haven't done before, taking a day trip, or maybe it's a bigger trip.
Yeah. Looking forward to
Not sure what we have planned yet. Mom and I got to figure some things out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought maybe we'd have time to do that over these past few days, but we didn't. No. So I'll work on that.
Okay.
Things sometimes just the have things to do during the day, and then certain things take longer, and then all of a sudden the day's over, and then you're tired at the end of the day.
Yeah, then it's just like you're at home, so you want to sit on the couch, and you have school, so you just like don't want to do anything.
But
then you have stuff you have to do.
Yeah, I know. But when you have bigger decisions or conversations to have, as we always talk about, you got to just start somewhere and just go.
Yeah.
And just hit the jumping off point. So maybe I'll work on that this week.
What about you? What's a goal or like saying that you're looking forward to?
I am hoping for a more hopeful 2026.
I agree with that, yeah.
And I'm trying to think about being hopeful in my just day-to-day outlook on things. And when reading the newspaper of finding, not just the hard news, but finding, like just the last night at dinner, we were talking about one of the modern love stories in the New York Times. Did you read it?
I need to read it.
So just finding more of those stories and doing less, I would say, video watching because I just don't really think anything's real, to be honest with you. So reading more stories and getting back into reading more before bed for pleasure. And I did find that when I was doing that before bed, and sometimes it's tough during basketball season, but reading before bed, I slept better when I was reading something I was really enjoying. Not
on your phone.
Certainly not on my phone. I don't do that before bed, but less nonfiction before bed just fiction.
Yeah.
Just reading a story, something that's going to either make me think, some sort of emotion, but just the hope is to be hopeful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's healthy. And also, I think I'm looking in the camera here. I think I want to make sure I keep my beard more at this length. But you know how it doesn't really come in as strongly here?
Yes.
Well, it's lighter here, so you can't really tell. It's all over the place. But I think I'd like to try to keep it more at this length and not let it get too bushy. I did think about shaving when I got a haircut 2 weeks ago. But then, like all of it. But then I didn't. But you would have wanted me to?
Yeah.
Yeah. But are you okay with this?
Okay. Yeah, I do like that. Like, it's not too long.
And this is... And you just want it to be, like, soft enough, right?
Yeah.
So if I go like prickly. This, hold on. Is that soft enough?
Yeah, that's good enough.
Wait, hold on, what about this?
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine?
Yes,
that's okay. fine. Okay, all right, so I'll try to keep it at... I'll try to keep it at that length. All right?
Yes, I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you.
What about you? Anything, I don't want to say resolutions, we're always working on things, but anything that you want to just have in mind more? I have a few things I'd like you to have in mind, but how about you?
Oh, yeah. you were telling me a few days ago, like, when you're looking at a screen, try not to like look down at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, prop it up a little, look at, like, don't look up at it, but just like look straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm working on.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Because if everyone's head is just down all the time, you know, neck and back problems for sure.
Yeah.
It just, even, like, I haven't read any studies about it, but I just think about it. And yeah. So when I look at my phone, I try to keep it here or sit down with it. So my head is still up here and I don't look at it on the, I don't look at it on the street while walking. I think that leads to all sorts of other issues, too.
Yeah. And one more thing is talking about, like, neck and back things.
Okay.
I'm trying not to slouch in class because, like, I, like, lean over and I should probably sit up straighter.
Do you have... You have backs on your chairs.
Yeah. Except in science. But, like, I'm trying to just, like, sit up.
It's so easy, though, just to, like, lean forward.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Just be like...
I got it.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well... Just hold each other accountable for things.
Anything else for you or no?
Anything that you want me to have in mind this year?
I don't think so.
Really?
Really? I don't know. I haven't really thought about that.
Really?
I don't know. I'm not like, what should he keep in mind for this year?
I wish Dad did more of this, or I wish he didn't do this.
I'll get back to you on that.
It sounds like a whole episode.
Yeah.
I wish he did more of this. I wish you didn't do this. It sounds like a podcast title to me.
Yeah.
All right. I love you.
Love you.